This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My dear brother, my dear sister, are you constantly feeling unappreciated, overlooked, or at times taken for granted? Does it seem like no matter what you do, no matter how much you give, no matter how much you try, people still don't respect or value you enough? Let me tell you something important. It's really not about them. It's about you and the standards that you set for your life. You see, the truth is, people treat you the way you allow them to treat you. But here's the good news. You have the power, with the help of Allah, to change that, starting today. So in this video, I'm going to show you, with the help of Allah, how to raise your standards, how to stop being taken for granted, and how to reclaim your worth. We're going to be talking about setting boundaries, to mastering the art of saying no. You will, inshallah ta'ala, discover powerful ways, powerful strategies to elevate your life and to also enhance your relationships. So, given that 2024 is coming to an end and 2025 is around the corner, if you are ready to stop settling and start thriving, then I need you to stick around, because this could be the life-changing message that you need. So number one, I need you to know your worth and embrace it. You see, high-value individuals, they know their worth. They are not afraid to acknowledge their unique qualities, their talents, their skill sets, their contributions. You see, understanding your worth is the bedrock. It is the foundation of setting healthy boundaries and also building meaningful relationships. Think about it. When you walk into a room with confidence, you're oozing with confidence. People notice. But you see, confidence begins from within. It is about knowing what you bring to the table and refusing to let anyone devalue it. You are not defined by someone else's inability to see your worth. Recognize your value and stand firm in it. I want to give you a practical tip. I need you to write down your strengths and your achievements. Now, this is quite subjective, because I have unique strengths, unique talents, unique abilities. You have unique strengths, unique talents, unique abilities, a unique skill set. So you need to write them down and you need to reflect on them regularly. Remind yourself that you are deserving of respect. You are deserving of love. You are deserving of fairness in all aspects of life. Number two, I need you to raise your standards, not just your boundaries. You see, boundaries are important. They are essential, very important. They are about what you will not tolerate. But you see, standards are even more powerful. They are about what you actively expect and deserve. For example, it is one thing to set a boundary that you won't tolerate any form of disrespect. It is another thing to raise your standard to expect kindness, to expect consideration, and to expect mutual respect in all your interactions. Boundaries protect you. Standards transform you. Standards are transformative, very powerful. So a practical tip, take a moment to reflect on areas of your life where you've been settling and ask yourself, what do I truly want and deserve? You've been settling for, at times, you know, some of us, we settle for mediocre. May Allah protect us. You need to set your standards accordingly. Set your standards high. Number three, I need you to recognize and communicate your value. Here's the truth. If you don't recognize your worth, I doubt anyone else will. You see, when you show up unsure of yourself, it is a clear invitation for others to treat you the same way. Show others your value through your actions, through your words. Speak the language of confidence. Speak with confidence. Speak with clarity. This is a sunnah. The Prophet used to speak with clarity. He did not mince his words. He did not mumble in his mouth. He spoke confidently and he spoke with clarity. So speak with confidence. Speak with clarity. Avoid language that diminishes your worth. You know, stop sounding so meek. Stop the constant apologies or, you know, humor where you make fun of yourself. You mock yourself. Why? Because you lack the confidence. No, you must be confident. And bear in mind, confidence does not mean being loud or overbearing. It means standing firm in who you are. You see, you can even be quiet. You can be confident and silent. Subhanallah. So here's a practical tip. Practice confident communication. For example, instead of saying, "I think I can do this," say, "I can do this, inshallah." You see, subtle shifts in language make a big difference. Think about it. You go into a room, go into a presentation, a meeting, and you're like, "I think I can do it," versus, "I can do it, inshallah." You see, the latter conveys, you know what you're talking about. You can execute. You can deliver. The confidence in you, it speaks volumes. All right, moving on. Number four, avoid overgiving in relationships and becoming a stepping stone. Ask yourself, are you someone who constantly gives without expecting anything in return? You see, generosity is a beautiful trait. It is a prophetic trait. But we are humans, and overgiving can lead to burnout and also being taken for granted. Again, it is the prophetic teaching that you're not supposed to cheat nor be cheated. You're not supposed to take advantage or be taken advantage of. You're not supposed to take people for granted, nor should you be taken for granted. One-sided relationships drain you. They drain your energy. They drain your self-esteem. True connections, on the other hand, are full of reciprocation. If you are always the one giving, whether it's your time, your energy, your resources, your money, then I think it's time to reassess those dynamics. A practical tip here, set boundaries around your giving of your time, your energy, your resources. Ask yourself, am I giving because I genuinely want to? Or because I feel obligated, or I feel, you know, pushed against a wall. You need to let go of those relationships that are like leeches that only take without giving back. Number five, I need you to own your decisions without over-explaining. You see, when you make a decision, own it. You don't need to explain or justify every decision, every choice of yours to others. Over-explaining weakens your position and it opens the door for unnecessary criticism. For example, let's say an invitation comes your way and you are not in a position to go for it. So you choose to decline. Now, a simple "I'm not available" is more than enough. You don't need to go out of the way to provide a detailed schedule of your entire day, you know, trying to over-explain why you can't make it for something. Confidence in your decisions shows others that you value yourself, you value your time. Here's a practical tip. Practice saying no firmly and politely without having to over-explain. Remember, always remember, your decisions do not require validation from others. Number six, make consistency your superpower. Consistency is one of the most underrated qualities of high-value individuals. It is the secret sauce to building trust, building your brand, building respect, and a strong reputation. When you show up consistently, whether it is for yourself or others, you demonstrate reliability. People know now that they can count on you, and that's a powerful thing. Consistency, by the way, does not mean perfection. You can make mistakes. Consistency means showing up, even when it's hard. So the practical tip here, start with small things, small commitments. Whether it's sticking to a workout routine, completing tasks on time, avoiding procrastination, following through on promises. You say you're going to be somewhere at a certain time, follow through on that promise. You say you're going to make a payment, follow through on that promise. And work towards making consistency a habit. Number 7, I need you to understand the power of saying no. Saying no is one of the most liberating things you can do for yourself. It's not about rejecting others. Don't misunderstand this. It's about choosing yourself. When you say yes to things that don't serve you, you are saying no to your own priorities, to your own well-being. Learning to say no protects your time. It protects your energy. It protects your mental health. It protects you from being taken for granted. The practical tip here, use polite but firm phrases. Like, for example, I appreciate the offer, but I am unable to commit to it right now. Or simply even saying, no, thank you. You see, a simple no is a complete sentence. We shy away from this word, almost like a taboo word. But once you start to understand the power of no, it's very powerful, very liberating. Next on the list, number 8, right? Yeah, number 8. You attract what you deserve when you raise your standards. You now will start to naturally attract people and opportunities that align with your values. The law of attraction is real. What you expect, you invite into your life. So high standards create a filter, ensuring that only the right people and the right opportunities enter your life. You will find that the relationships and experiences that you attract are of a much higher quality because they match your elevated expectations. So the practical tip here is that you should surround yourself with people who uplift, propel, and inspire you. Let go of all of the negativity. Let go of those who drag you down through the mud. Let go of those who disrespect your boundaries. You must let go. Number 9, break the cycle of people pleasing. People pleasing is a surefire way to be taken for granted. It's really high time to stop prioritizing everyone else's needs over your own. Again, yes, generosity is a good trait. Prioritizing the needs of others is a good trait. So long as you are not used as a stepping stone, so long as you are not taken advantage of, so long as you are not used as a stepping rug. Saying yes to everyone and everything often leaves you feeling drained and unappreciated. So this is something that you need to be careful about. The practical tip here, before saying yes to something, ask yourself, is this truly what I want? If the answer is no, or if you are in doubt, give yourself permission to politely say no, to decline. The last action item, if you will, invest in yourself. Raising your standards starts with you, my dear brother, my dear sister. You need to invest in your growth, invest in your health, and invest in your happiness. When you prioritize yourself, you send a powerful message to the world that you value who you are. So therefore, dedicate time each day, each week, each month towards self-improvement. It can be learning a new skill. It can be taking care of your physical health. It can be, you know, practicing mindfulness, taking care of your mental health. Every small step counts. So in conclusion, I need you to start today. Raising your standards is not just a one-time decision. It is a lifestyle. It is a work in progress. It is about consistently choosing respect, value, and self-worth in every area of your life. Remember, the way others treat you is a reflection of what you accept. Don't settle for less than you deserve. Don't settle for mediocre. Take action today. Start small, but start strong. Raise your standards and watch how, inshallah ta'ala, your life transforms. You are worthy, my dear brother, my dear sister. You are worthy of a life filled with respect, filled with value. But it starts with you. When you elevate yourself, you propel and inspire others to do the same. Thank you for watching this video of mine. Do follow me on my socials. I look forward to talking to you all in another video, inshallah ta'ala. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.